why are you running for the Wrangell Medical Center Board?
Well, I love Wrangell, and I love the people that live in Wrangell, and I just really hate it when we fight. And I want to help bring people together and help Wrangell move through this troubling time. The WMC board needs to regain the confidence of the community and the Borough Assembly. And they can do this by being open and honest in their deliberations. I have many skills that I believe would be useful for the board. I understand parliamentary procedure. I have years of experience working with and working for all kinds of boards. I have knowledge of policy writing and policy implementation. I also have an open mind and the ability to get along with other people. I don't have any preconceived ideas and will use my judgment in my best judgment in all decisions that come before the WMC board. I also have a good understanding of employment law and regulations that could be used by the WMC board. And hopefully these skills will be useful in employing the new CEO.
Please describe how your skills and background would enhance the board. What makes you qualified?
I have been a school administrator for well over 30 years. During those times, I've worked with many boards, commissions, city councils, and borough assemblies. I have extensive board experience in writing and reviewing board policies. I have experience and knowledge in hiring practices that have, and I've assisted boards in hiring of high-level executives. That's one of the main reasons that I volunteered for the board. I'm hopeful that the WMC board can manage the hiring process of their new CEO without going through the expense of hiring an outside consultant. So I've also have experience as a board member and as a board officer. I have been on numerous boards. I'll list just a few. I was a board member in REMSCO. That's a halfway house for people with drug addiction and alcoholism. I was a member of the Rockingham County Community College. I was a board member of the Faith United Methodist Church. I was a board member of the Rockingham Council of Exceptional Children. I was a member of the Alaska Association of School Administrators, and I was president-elect, president, and past president of that organization. I was a member of the Mayadan Rotary Club, and I was president-elect, president, and past president of that organization. I was on the CERC board for a number of years, and I was on the executive committee. I served as president, president-elect, and past president of that organization on two different times. I served the Alaska Council of School Administrators as their president, and I've served on the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce two different times, and I'm currently the president of the Hope Church of God in Wrangell.
And the final question is what are some of the top challenges facing the board, and how do you propose to approach them?
Well, I think first and foremost is the hire of the new hospital CEO. The board needs to find a replacement who has strong leadership, is a good communicator, has the ability to work with the borough assembly and city officials, and should have a good understanding of budgets and hospital operations. Probably the second major issue that I see is developing a strong relationship with the borough assembly and to rebuild the trust between the two elected bodies, the WMC board and the borough assembly. I think the board also needs to work with the public in general to rebuild the trust that is apparently been lost as recognized through the past election process. So the board needs to make a fresh start and be very open about how they do all their business. I think that beyond that, the board needs to move forward with the new medical center, assisting and advising the borough throughout the construction process. I also have some experience with building projects as a superintendent and assistant superintendent that might be helpful in that area. I think the hospital board will need some training, and they'll certainly have to become familiar with their hospital policies and procedures, and that's going to probably require that they have a thorough review of all of the procedures and regulations that the hospital operates under. So I'm hopeful to be elected to the WMC board. I will serve to the best of my ability, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.